This is Brother Don. I'm pleased to host the Daily Bible Lesson, a 5-minute summary of Scripture to take you through the day. We've been going through the Gospel of John. The program is available every day except Thursday, when the Gospel Trail podcast is aired. We plan to add a discussion forum Monday nights at 7 Eastern Time for those who have questions or comments about the daily lessons.
Get ready. Put on your earbuds. Turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day.
I'm Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. This is an appendage to chapter 19. Because of the importance of the crucifixion and resurrection to the Christian faith, I'm going to briefly summarize some of the details about the crucifixion that are drawn from the other three gospel accounts and are not in the Gospel of John. I am impressed with how carefully these writers recorded what occurred. First, an African man from Libya, whose name was Simon, was forced to carry the cross of Jesus. Church tradition tells us that his two sons, identified in Scripture as Alexander and Rufus, became powerful missionaries for the Christian faith. These details can be found in Luke 23, verse 26, and Mark 15, 21. Second, there was a soldier posted at the cross to keep guard over Jesus. Perhaps there was still concern that he might disappear. See Matthew 27, verse 36. Third, Jesus prayed repeatedly that God would forgive the soldiers as they nailed him to the cross. In his prayer, Jesus stated that they did not know what they were doing. This is in Matthew 23, verses 32 to 43. Fourth, a sudden and unexpected darkness existed in the whole world for 3 hours between noon and 3 p.m. There was an earthquake, the curtain in the temple was torn, and holy people from the past came back to life. These events are noted in Matthew 27, verse 45, and also in verses 51 to 53. Fifth, two criminals were crucified with Jesus, one on each side of him. One told Jesus to save them as well as himself from death because he was the Messiah. The other criminal admitted that he deserved to die, but realized Jesus had done nothing wrong. He begged Jesus to take him to paradise with him, and Jesus promised he would. These events are noted in Luke 23, verses 39 to 43. Sixth, the religious leaders sneered at Jesus, mocking him, saying he pretended to save others but could not even save himself. The soldiers also mocked him. Jesus was ridiculed for saying he could destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. The text notes that by temple he was referring to his own body. These details are found in Luke 23, verses 35 and 36, Matthew 27, verse 40, and Mark 15, verses 29 to 32. Near the end of his time on the cross, Jesus prayed, my God, why have you forsaken me? A phrase that many believe is misunderstood as a description of despair. In contrast, it is more likely an expression of triumph, as it comes from a psalm that begins with these words, but later it describes how God rescues us. At the time of the crucifixion, there were some who thought he was calling for Elijah. Check out Matthew 27, verses 45 and 46, as well as Mark 15, verses 34 to 36. These are important details as they reveal that those present during those last hours of Jesus' time on earth before his death were vigilant in recording every detail they could within reason. This care is evidence that the record of these hours is reliable and trustworthy. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website meeting room at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.